blowing the blues away from Cal Eastwood's most recent album, and that album came out in March of this year. Hello and welcome to In Time, Out of Time. This is the second show of this term already. I'm Colm Sweet on In Time, Out of Time. You'll hear the jazz improvisation of musicians around Leeds. Different from this year, we introduce a new voice behind the mic. We introduced in our last show as the wonderful Caroline Morris. Tonight, we get to hear her favourite tracks that make her jazz mind tick. Our instrument of the week this week is the double bass, so we'll be hearing some of my favourite double bass tracks, as well as some tracks from a recent album reviewed by Caroline. Let's start by telling us a little bit about yourself, Caroline, and name one really interesting fact about yourself.
I guess you could say it's interesting. I'm really into vegan cooking. I'm not a vegan, but I'm just really into it. I don't know why. It just fascinates me.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting fact. I can think of many other interesting facts about you that I already know about you, such as that you're from Luxembourg. But
oh yeah, that too.
the vegan cooking fact is quite a good cooking fact, quite a good fact in general. I like vegetarian food because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, are you?
So, but I definitely don't like cooking meat because I don't.
Have you always been a vegetarian?
Yeah, I have. I've always been a vegetarian.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Strange things, interesting facts about me.
Yeah.
You've bought tracks that tell us about how you got involved with jazz and why you still love it. It's interesting because the tracks you have chosen, they're quite traditional, really, especially the first track we'll be hearing tonight. We start with Fly Me to the Moon. By Frank Sinatra. This is a track that is so closely associated with jazz. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. Well, I think everyone loves it. Was this one of the first jazz tracks that you ever heard?
No, it wasn't actually. I mean, the reason why I chose it was because I actually sang it at my graduation in front of everybody. And I've always loved it, like, because I had to listen to it so many times to get it right, so to perform it correctly. And that's why I chose it, because I don't know. It'll always be one of my favourites.
So when you think of jazz, then, is the first thing that comes into your mind this song that you sang at graduation?
Yeah, that's always the first one that comes to mind.
Right.
Definitely.
That's really interesting. For me, the first song that comes to mind is probably unrelated to like Frank Sinatra. I think the first person I think of is probably Ella Fitzgerald.
She's good. Yeah.
I think maybe the majority of people probably think of Frank Sinatra and Miles Davis.
Usually.
Yeah. So we'll begin with this Fly Me to the Moon. And this is featuring the Count Basie Band and his orchestra. And then we'll tell you a little bit about the man himself and this track after. If you're listening and you want to get involved, then do feel free to tweet at ThisIsLSR with the hashtag InTimeOutOfTime. It will be interesting to hear your thoughts, your opinions, your concerns, if you have any, you shouldn't, and complaints, which you also shouldn't have, because you should really love this show. So this is In Time, Out of Time. You're listening to Callum and Carolyn. And this is Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra. Enjoy.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
That's Fly Me to the Moon there by Frank Sinatra, a tune that everyone really knows, and we were kind of dancing in the studio there as we were singing it. Quite a theatrical song, and I love that ending. I've always loved that ending. I've not heard that tune in so long, actually, but I still know how the ending goes because it's a great track, and it was actually written by Bart Howard in 1954. And at first it was actually called In Other Words, and it was introduced on the cabaret circuit by someone called Felicia Saunders 2 years after Kay Ballard recorded the first commercial version of the song. And then the well-known Johnny Mathis released his rendition as Fly Me to the Moon. In 1962, composer Joe Harnell revived the song, giving it a bossa nova arrangement, which you've heard there with Frank Sinatra's arrangement. And his version peaked at number 14 in the US and won a Grammy for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. It wasn't until 2 years later, actually, that Frank Sinatra recorded the song with the Count Basie Orchestra, arranged by Quincy Jones. But it actually never became a hit until much, much later. And now, with that song, I think Frank Sinatra's voice is synonymous with that hit. But at the time, it wasn't one. You've got a bit of knowledge about Frank Sinatra, the man himself, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit, actually, because my grandpa's really into jazz, so he always comes up with these little fun facts about artists. And he told me that while Frank Sinatra was singing, he would always be smoking a cigarette. And I was just like, what? How can you do that while you're singing? But I guess, yeah, jazz artists did do that back in those days. But also, what I thought was really interesting was that he was actually a really insecure person because he had a scar down his face, so people would call him Scarface.
Yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it?
There's lots of names with artists like that. And there's lots of artists as well who smoked on stage while sang. Sammy Davis Jr. Was one in particular. And his performances were very theatrical, involving dancing, tapping, and singing as well. And he was quite a comedian. As well, and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. did actually sing together on numerous occasions as well. there's loads of old videos of them, which is quite cool. We've had our first tweet of the evening. Thank you, Martha Scott, for listening. She says, great Frank tune, would love to hear some Mingus. Which actually there is some Charlie Mingus coming up later on, hopefully.
Excellent.
As the theme of the week is bass players, and Mingus was a bass player. Charles Mingus, that is, of course. And we actually go on with the theme of bass players. We'll come back to you in a little bit. We'll come back to your songs in a little bit that basically inspire your jazz. But this next tune is actually one of my picks. It may not be to everyone's liking, but it's called Yesterday's by Hank Jones, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Art Taylor on drums, and it features the magnificent bass player that is Paul Chambers. The best thing about Paul Chambers is that bass improvisers are known for plucking the bass mainly, but Paul Chambers is known for playing it bowed. It's probably related to the fact that he was classically trained, so that's more than likely the reason. He began playing music with several of his schoolmates. The baritone horn was his first instrument, and then he took up the tuba. He actually said, I don't know what his voice sounded like, but he said, I got along pretty well, but it's quite a job to carry it around in those long parades, and I didn't like the instrument that much. This is relating to the tuba. Now, for some reason, he decided that the double bass was easier to carry. Don't know why. But it became a string bassist around 1949. And in 52, he began taking lessons with a bassist in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. So you'll hear this this tune. It's very soft. So you'll really have to listen. But it's a lovely tune. To me, anyway. And Paul Chambers, because he's so different to the other jazz bass players of the time and of today, really, he really stands out. So I'll quit talking about it and I shall play it. This is Yesterday's featuring Paul Chambers on bass. Enjoy. Yesterday's There by Art Taylor, Hank Jones, Kenny Burrell and Paul Chambers. If you like that, or if you don't, then do feel free to tell us why at ThisIsLSR with the hashtag InTimeOutOfTime. So enough of my time for a little bit. We'll go back to one of my tracks shortly. But we're going to continue with yours, Caroline. You've chosen probably one of my favourite tracks of the selection so far. This one is called You Make Me Feel So Young, and it's by Claire Teal. Can you tell us a little bit about this track at all?
Well, actually, I just recently discovered it. My mum told me about it because I've been into a lot of jazz singing. And I really love this track. I find it just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those things that clicks, you know, mm-hmm. when you listen to it. Just, I don't know, you get it stuck in your head and you're just singing it the whole day. So,
yes.
And she's got such a smooth voice. She's got a wonderful voice.
Yeah. So, I've obviously some of your tracks, not to spoil anything, but are very vocal. Is it something about vocals in general that attracts you to jazz?
Yeah, it's mainly the vocals that attract me to jazz because, you know, as a singer, you always get most attracted to the vocals.
Yes, yeah. I feel the same way. I'm a jazz saxophonist and the majority of my listening is probably saxophonist. But at the same time, I would say that I learn the most from other instrumentalists, probably most the vocals. I think for me to hear improvisational techniques, I probably learn the most from the vocalists, quite often Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, to name a few. Is there anything more that you can tell us about Claire Teal and this track?
No, not much more that I can tell you about it. You just have to listen to it and fall in love with it, that's all.
So I've got a couple of things that we'll talk about with this track, and it kind of links to your another track as well that we'll play much later on. But this right now is You Make Me Feel So Young, and this is by Claire Teal. Enjoy.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. A couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do. You make me feel so young. Forget-me-nots. Whoa, you make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. Songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
You Make Me Feel So Young there by Claire Teal. Quite a nice track that, one that I'm not familiar with at all really, apart from now, of course. Claire Teal is quite an interesting person, because she was actually asked to stand in for Stacey Kent at a weekend festival in Clandrindod, Wells. And this led, after some determined self-promotion, to a 3-album contract with jazz specialist label Candid Records. Her popularity soared, with appearance on radio and television bringing her to the attention of a wider audience. And this is the best bit, that this eventually led to her being signed by Sony in what was the biggest recording deal by any British jazz singer. Something I wasn't aware of at all. I'm used to seeing her on BBC Proms, in which she is quite a feature of quite often. But to be honest, I didn't really know a lot about her, if I'm honest. You know a few things about her.
Yeah, I know a few things, like the fact that she played the piano and the clarinet and the electric organ, but she never really started singing until there was this kind of unrehearsed exam, and then she just suddenly discovered that she actually has got a voice, and I thought that was really cool. And she actually used to write jingles a lot, and she used to sell them, and that's how she used to make money.
That's great, yeah.
And now she's just a brilliant jazz artist.
Yeah, that's really good. There's quite a lot of stories of, oh, you can make jingles and you know, you could get some attention. It doesn't happen with many people.
No.
It's great that it has happened with her. And it's great that also she stood in for Stacey Kent, and then her popularity, she became more well-known. And it fits in quite nicely, because your next track that you've chosen is Comes Love by Stacey Kent. Tell us why you've decided to select this tune.
Again, I don't really have a proper answer. It's just because I have this thing where, like, I listen to a song and then that song just gets me as well. And my mum introduced me to this, to Stacey Kent as well, before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they have quite similar voices, you know, so I guess that's why.
Right, yeah, I mean, Stacey Kent, it's funny because you've chosen two vocalists of which I'm not entirely familiar with myself, Stacey Kent and Claire Teal. But when you listen to both of them, which everyone will in a minute, you do really hear the similarities in them, and I can see why the tracks would be very striking to you. The melody's quite catchy. They're quite what's the word I'm looking for? But happy is probably a word that I'm looking for. They're quite merry. Mm-hmm. Which is great. I'm very into my ballads, but this is another spin on things, and it's something that I too really like. So we'll stop gibbering, and we'll play "Comes Love" by Stacey Kent. Enjoy.
Thank you. comes a rainstorm. Put your rubbers on your feet, comes a snowstorm. You can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. Your starts sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a heat wave, you can run into the shore. Comes a bailiff, you can hide behind the door. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousey, you can chase him with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, you know just what I'm thinking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done.
Love there by Stacey Kent. We've just turned off the lights in the studio and it's just created this very nice ambience. It's very smooth, very nice. In a sense, it doesn't really feel like it's a Saturday night, but the mood is going to kick up a little bit, because the next show actually after us is all about the electronic side of jazz. We're going to things are going to go a little bit up tempo and a little bit different, because the next track that we have is by one of my favorite bass players. I can't say my most favorite because they're all one of my favorites, but it's Charles Mingus, and this tune is called Haitian Fight Song. Hopefully that's pronounced correctly, but it's quite a crazy, is one word for it. It's quite a crazy jazz tune, but it's really, really brilliant. It's very, very technical, And the beginning of it is full with lots of crazy bass playing by Charles Mingus himself. And Charles Mingus focused on collective improvisation, similar to the old New Orleans jazz parades. And he paid particular attention to how each member interacted with the group as a whole. I think you can hear this in his improvisation, which you'll hear in a little bit. Charles Mingus was born in 1922 in a US Army base. And he died in 1979 in Mexico. He wasn't that old when he died. It was only 56, but he was quite the smoker. So this track now is Haitian Fight Song by Charles Mingus. Enjoy. Haitian Bite Song by Charles Mingus. Mingus actually said about that track, it has folk spirit, the kind of folk music I've always heard. His solo in it, which is the one at the beginning, is a deeply concentrated one. I can't play it right unless I'm thinking about prejudice and persecution and how unfair it is. There's sadness and cries in it, but also determination, and it usually ends with my feeling, I told them, I hope somebody heard me. This is referring to the fact that this tune is about basically the struggle of life, and it's also quite a spiritual song, which leads on to what we're going to talk about next, especially one track in particular, about the reviewed album. Caroline, you have been looking at the album this week. You've been looking at Christian McBride's new album. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so it was recorded December the 12th to the 14th, 2014, in the Village Vanguard in New York City.
Right.
And the people in the trio are Christian McBride, he's the bassist, and he was born in Philadelphia. And his style of playing is very, you know, like, very mellow, kind of soft, skillful, and very graceful, but also it's very intricate as well.
And who else is on the album as well?
On the album as well is Christian Sands, and he's the pianist.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about his style of playing?
Yeah, it's quite like twinkly and airy, but at the same time it's really intricate, and they've got very well-built melodies within there. And the last member of the trio is Ulysses Owens, who's the drummer.
And he's the drummer, so yeah. that completes the trio there.
Yeah, it does.
Two Christians and a Ulysses, lovely. So they play quite a few tracks during this album. One track actually I played last week for those who listened. That was Car Wash that I played last week. Many may know that tune as a rendition. Because the original is by Rolls Royce, and I think that originally came out in the 70s. Can you tell us a bit more about the other tracks that are on the album?
Yeah, so there's Down by the Riverside, and that's originally a spiritual song, and it was published in 1918. And so they renewed this one, and actually what I find really interesting is that Christian McBride says that he tries to come up with songs that were easy to learn so that you can put your own spin on them. And so that's really what this whole album is about, and that's what he's doing. And so there's Down by the Riverside, and it's a really great track to listen to. It's got a very medium tempo to it, and you feel like you'll just get into the rhythm immediately. It grabs your attention. It's got a really fun melody that you'll just be singing straight away, and I was just dancing in my kitchen to this track while I was making my dinner.
And Down by the Riverside, which links in with the Heist and Fight song by Charles Mingus, is also a spiritual track. It roots back to before the American Civil War, though it was first published in 1918. The song was alternatively known as Ain't Going to Study War No More. The song was first recorded by the Fisk University Jubilee Quartet in 1920, there are at least 14 black gospel recordings before World War II. It's been used in an anti-protest song, and it was also used during the Vietnam War. Are there any other tracks that stood out to you?
There's The Lady in My Life, which was a cover of Michael Jackson's. Michael Jackson's track. And I thought it was interesting what Christian McBride actually had to say about this, was because he said, if anyone can get over the fact that this is not a jazz tune, they'd be able to notice that it's got one of the most gorgeous melodies in it.
Right.
And I thought that was a really, really lovely thing of him to say.
Well, we'll start this, we'll kick this off, and we will play Down by the Riverside, and this was recorded live. Did you say where it was? In the Village Vanguard?
Yeah, Village Vanguard in New York City.
Lovely. So this is Down by the Riverside, and this is by the Christian McBride Trio. Enjoy. Thank you. Down by the Riverside there, by the Christian McBride Trio. And of course I'm leaving that up in the background because it's a bass solo there. And this show has been all about bass, really. not the usual kind of bass that everyone is probably thinking, but more the jazz bass. So in conclusion of that album, Carolyn, what did you make of it? What was the mood that you thought that it set?
Overall, I thought it was really cheerful and joyful and just really happy, and that's why I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting because we're talking about other styles of music as well, kind of fitting into jazz, but do you think that this one is more of the classic side, or do you think, did you get the feeling that it fused some genres together too?
I get the feeling that it was more like a classic jazz album when I heard it.
But then there are... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there are some influences. I mean, the fact that he took, covers, he covered Michael Jackson, that's what I found interesting about the album. Yeah,
he takes along the lead on most songs, but do you think he allows Owen and Sun to shine as well from time to time?
Yeah, I mean, he takes the lead on most songs, as you said, definitely, but he does allow, he steps back and he lets Owen and Sun come out of their shell and start to improvise themselves as well. And that's how they shine, and that's how people can see that they are brilliant artists as well.
Right, okay. Well, that kind of leads an end to our review. So we're going to finish with a tune from the album, and it will be Sand Dune, of course, by the Christian McBride Trio. Thank you so much for listening to the show this evening. I've been Callum Sweet and...
Caroline Morris.
Thank you for listening. Definitely tune in next week. We've got a lot more jazz to throw at you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you. Good night and goodbye. Thank you.